Come out of the world, oh my people.
Welcome to Torah Life Ministries, teaching about the instructions of our Creator and putting His Word into action. From suffering well to living a blessed life, looking forward to the hope and future that awaits true believers of the faith. Welcome to the show with your host, Paul Nisan.
Shalom, everybody. I want to thank all of you that support this ministry, and I just want to let you all know a reality of what is taking place here. I have such a tremendous heart to get this message out about Yeshua and to help others, help each other, to grow in our trust and our faith for the scriptures and the words of scripture, and wanting people to understand about blessings and how to be released from curses in life and to have a desire to trust the wonderful Creator. Every morning, we do a prayer meeting. I don't know how many of you know that, but we have a prayer meeting to help each other and to pray for one another. And I want to make this video to remind people about that and to invite you and ask you to come join us every single morning during the week at 6 a.m. Eastern Time. And on the weekends, it's a little bit later sometimes, but if you just subscribe to my YouTube channel, Torah Life Ministries, and you could be part of that and come on and join that in supporting our effort to help bless one another. But not only that way, but encourage you all in any way possible to trust our Creator. And I also want to thank you for supporting this ministry in many different ways. I have a health channel. I have a Bible channel. I have a gardening channel all on YouTube. And I am truly rich with our Creator's love and the abundance that He gives me every day, the abundance of love and encouragement from so many of you. You know, and as I walk around my yard and I show people all of my fruit trees, it looks like I have a farm, a tremendous farm with acres and acres that goes on to be seen forever, and a giant house and cars in the driveway. That's not the reality, though, folks. The reality is humility is such an important aspect of what this ministry thrives on. And I want people to understand humility and helping each other and putting people, before you put yourself, you know, and thinking about the messages of Yeshua. And the reality of what I do here is it's a minimalist. I'm a minimalist in heart because I don't want to take any of Yahweh's resources that can be used for others. And I want to share. And I want to bless others. And I do it to try to do it through knowledge of things I've learned, and not just to give people things, but to teach people how to learn things so they can get things for themselves. And that includes Yahweh's confidence that His word is true. I don't just want to tell people it. I want people to feel it and understand it and believe it. And the amazing things that happen, you know, here. It's a very, very modest, humble household that we have here. And some of you are led to give and bless this ministry. That helps us and helps me continue to do this so often. And, I sold and I do sell, and I have a health ministry or a health business where I sell my books and everything else. But to be honest, ever since many years ago, I started to promote the Bible in my teachings. That pretty much went downhill. Because there's a separation. People don't want to hear the Bible stuff with that. So I have a boxes of books, a closet full of books with boxes filled with health information that people stop buying because they don't want to hear about the Bible stuff and all this, but they have to hear about it, and it has to be in my message. You know, and I want to help people, but you know, I had a radio show on the air for years that I had to stop because of the decline in people getting the products from me. They don't want anything to do with a Bible person. But Yah provides, and I trust, and He has provided. So an amazing person came and supports that radio station. Amazing people come and support the needs that the ministry has. The life, the ministry here we have. We're growing. And I want to thank those of you publicly who have felt Yahweh pushing you to give to this ministry. And I don't ask often, and I don't have, everything I need, certainly. I need to make a living or get money to get certain things. But I have everything I need in Yahweh, because the trust that I have in Him keeps me from having to get on here every single message and saying, give. I want to say thank you, because people are led to give. So into my morning meetings, and I want to remind again people our daily morning meetings. If you have that daily morning meetings, you've seen this already, but I'm going to post what I posted this morning to that about the message of blessing one another and blessing this ministry so we can bless one another. So this is something that's on my heart. I want to help those help each other. And it's not just about donating with your money, maybe your skill. And not just to me, maybe somebody's on here and they need something, that a skill that you have, and you could find a way to help them or something like that. And on my website, and I'll put it below this video as well, ways you can donate to this ministry if you so-called desire to do so, and how you could donate to this ministry. And there's different methods and ways you can do that. And I'll put that below here and check that out. But I want to build a Torah community out here. And I told people, I'll put it out there, if you have an old trailer or an old RV that you want to donate, that we can put on the property where maybe people can come and stay at, or some way we could use it to generate more money for the property, or maybe more time. Maybe somebody could stay in there and help out here so I have more time to make videos and do things like that. Or maybe you want to donate. Maybe you know how to build. I live in South Florida. Maybe you're a carpenter. You know how to build a little cabin. I would love to have a shed or a cabin on there. And if anyone knows how to do that, maybe you come down and you could do something like that and help me out with that and help the ministry out. You know, I mean, there are things, and it has to start somewhere. So I want to put these things out there so you just know the needs that we have here. And there aren't many, but there's certainly things that'll bless us. I had a bus that I got. Somebody donated a bus. You know, I wanted to build into an RV. I didn't know how to do that. I ended up selling the bus because I didn't know how to do that. But I also didn't put the need out there, because I know there are some of you didn't know how to do that, and I should have put it out there. Somebody could have came and said, we'll take care of that. So I'm putting this need out there now. Any way that you can, Yahweh can move you to help this ministry, whether it's financially or whether it's with your skills or somehow. Maybe you're an editor and you know how to do amazing editing on YouTube, and you can help me time with that. Maybe you can translate. Maybe you know how to translate. Maybe you speak different languages and you want to translate my videos to a different language. These are just some ideas of how you could help with your skills that you might have. You know, I get these spam emails all the time about building amazing websites for me. Maybe you're a web builder and you want to take my website to the next level. You know, and willing to do that. So any way that you could help out or do something is going to be a great desire. You know, I want to get on new platforms so YouTube's not the only place in case something happens. Maybe you want to download those videos and move it to another platform for me. So I don't ask much, but y'all put it in my heart to let the needs be known, just like we let our prayers be known. So we can certainly use any way you could help out. And the best way, I'll put below the videos the way you could donate to this ministry. But if you're interested in donating a different way than below, or you have an idea, let me know. and let people know that, you know, share this YouTube page, that's another way, or share this ministry page and let people know what we're trying to do here. And the ultimate goal, to grow together as a house, a Torah house, then a Torah community, then a Torah neighborhood, and keep growing and growing and growing, and helping and helping and helping. And like to follow Yeshua and give and give and give. So here's just a little clip of what I did this morning in my daily prayer, letting people know this, which I reiterate some of the things I already just said. Thank you for blessing any way you can. And if you can't, more than important, more than anything, number one is your prayers. Thank you so much for your prayers and your support of this ministry. Yahweh be with you all this day and always. And I pray, and my gift, what I could do for you, or what I do, is if anyone is suffering from physical disease, please go to my channel at Raw Life Health Show. I'm so dedicated to helping people with their health. And I gave you the information you need to get healthy again. But you got to follow it. You got to do it. You got to do it. And many people are suffering because they're eating a bad diet and they don't know how to get better. I provide recipes there and information there that can and I know will help you. So please follow that. And those of you who have done that have already blessed your life so much with good health. And it's all Yahweh's instructions, the health information I share. That's another wonderful thing. All right, everybody. Thank you. Check out this message now from I just did on my morning show. And join us for prayer every morning, 6 a.m. Eastern time. And the weekend's a little later, but Monday to Friday, 6 a.m. Have a great day. And here we go. Oh, thank you, Father, for this blessed day. What a great day. What a great day. May you all have a blessed day today. And I want to tell you something. I want to remind you about something. And again, thank you for the super chat today. I want to tell you this, that me and what I do and what I want to do is I want to help people. May Yahweh, Father Yahweh, I pray that you use me to continue to help people. Yahweh's given me information about diet and health and healing. And there are so many sick people. I want you to come to learn about these things. That's why I make videos about health and healing. So please, Father, those that are sick, please open up their minds and their heart to understand the health message that you've given me to share with others, Father Yahweh. I lift that up to you, Father. Anyone who's suffering right now, Father Yahweh, Father Yahweh, please let them understand the instructions that your word has given us, the instructions you've given me to share with them, Father Yahweh. Please, Father Yahweh, do not let people be naive for this information. I want to connect people. I want to help people. I want to help each other. And I understand the enemy's at work, and I give him no power, and I cancel out all his authority in the name of Yeshua for every single one of us and whatever's going on in our lives. But I understand that these things, you know, this is, thank you for that super chat. Thank you. This is my main thing that I do. You know, just because I don't ask for money and things like this, I feel if people are led to give, they give. But this is the main thing I do. You know, I have a health book out, and you know, and when, once I accepted Yeshua, people, the New Ages and people of the world stop. They don't want to hear about the Bible, so they stop buying my health book for the most part. The main thing I do. I mean, the radio show, people think Paul must have a lot of money so he can go on the radio show and have a big radio show. You know, there's a woman and an amazing blessed couple that contacted me and said, we want to support your ministry. How could we do that? I didn't ask for a new car. I didn't ask for luxury things. I said, please help me stay on the radio or get on the radio. And she supplied it and does supply it every day. And I live off that. I live off her going the radio. That's how that happens. And I literally, this is what I do. And through your blessings, I'm able to carry this on, this ministry, where I don't have to go and use that time elsewhere, that I could use it and put in these studies. And I often tell people to stop drinking coffee. It's bad for them. If you want to be able to stay awake and have energy, then eat healthy. You don't need, you know, to be drinking coffee and taking a drug to stay awake. And I think about it. Do you know that you know, for that money you're putting towards a cup of coffee, if you put towards a super chat, that'll be able to fund amazing things where I can help each other and share that with each other. And anyone that knows me personally knows, you know that I want to help each other. And I pray that Yahweh continue to help me and use me in that. Praise Yahweh. And I want you to understand about blessings and Yahweh's blessings. And for those of you that are watching or know somebody who's watching that doesn't know Torah or doesn't follow Torah, we're saved through the blood of Yeshua, folks. We're blessed by following his instructions. Do you get that? All of you that have blessed this ministry through your prayers and everything, all of you, this word's getting out. And I want to share one story with you before we go today. Well, maybe more than one, but this is powerful. This has happened yesterday. And by the way, the super chat button is below at the bottom of the chat. And it's also, you know, on my website, whether it's through Zill or through PayPal or Patreon. However, this lady that's having my radio station on the air, paying a good amount of money to have it on the air every single day. Yesterday, I got a call from a lady who's 89 years old. And she says she listens to the local Christian radio station. And she heard my testimony on there this week, which I posted first to my YouTube, and then I put it on there. And she has a grandson that she's desperate to hear this message. So I told her where to find the message, that you could send it to him or have him contact me or get me his email and I'll get it to him. You know, but it's powerful. It's getting out there. And it's ways like this. Getting on the radio. Maybe there's a local radio station near you that you listen to. And you get these messages on there. And I'm not just, it's not about me. Whether it's my message or somebody else you follow on YouTube and you like the way their message sounds, or Hebraic Roots teaching and you want on that radio station, contact that radio station. What can I do to get something on here? You know, or whatever it is. But to know that there's ways you can help out. If there's a prison ministry and you don't want to go into prison, but you want to support that prison ministry. There are blessings attached to these things. So, and it's part of scripture too. It's part of scripture. You know, and I want you all to be blessed. Good health is a blessing. Good health is a blessing. The Bible says curses and diseases, curses and blessings. Good health is a blessing, disease a curse. That's what the scriptures say, right? So the greatest way you can bless this ministry is by praying, 100% by praying. But I want to thank you all for your answered prayer, of your super chats and going to the website and supporting this ministry as well. And praise Yah for that. My goal, my dream of having a community, or just even if it's an online community, where one day I can come here and say, you know, this person needs help, let's help them. And I tried to do that on my Friday night hangout, and I'm encouraged. I want to let you know I'm encouraged. I tried to do that. We get over 100 people on my Friday night hangout for years. And I say during this hangout, if anyone gives during this time, we could use it for one of the other members. If somebody has a dire need and they're a regular member here and enough people giving up that cup of coffee and we create a little pot of money, and then somebody comes with a true need, that we'd be able to bless them. I think about this and sometimes I don't let it get me down. 100 people come on my on average over my Friday night Torah group, if every single person, and it's been going on for years, if every single person gave $1, that's $100 a week, $400 a month for years, how many people that come on that program on a regular time can be blessed by that? Somebody can come on and say, oh, I broke my leg and I don't have insurance. Or, oh, I'm a widow. My husband just died. Or, oh, you know, my child's sick. But I don't have the money for this. Well, we could say, you know what? The Torah life, every Friday night, people are donating $1. And we've raised $800 and we're going to give it to you. We're going to give it to you. How beautiful would that be? How beautiful would that be? I pray that we could just give freely to the other. And not just money, it's services. You know, if they want to take away my house, well, here's a real estate lawyer that can help you out. Somebody who's watching is a real estate lawyer. Donate your services to help out, to help others. You know, and I know a lot of people, a lot of you do that, and praise Yah for you to do that. Whatever it is. And I love when I see people that are dentists and they go overseas and they do dentistry work for free. I would love to see that done here in the United States where dentists wouldn't just go overseas and do free work, but they would do it here as well. And so praise Yah, I have that vision with me that we can come and help each other and give to one another and support one another and encourage one another. So praise Yah, praise Yah, praise Yah. And yes, one day that we would have a place where people can come to heal. And I pray for this Torah house idea. I pray for a place people could learn how to eat healthy and live healthy and restore from disease and so on. And here's the thing. Here's the main thing. Let your requests be known to Yahweh. Speak them to him. Speak them to him. Speak them to him. And we lift up all of you that are in need right now. We lift you up in Yeshua's name, that you would trust in Yahweh and he will provide way beyond our needs, way beyond our needs. Hallelujah. Way beyond our needs. But that our needs would be in line with his will. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Everybody, have a blessed day today and always. And I have some other channels. If you're interested in health, you can go to my health channel, which is Raw Life Health Show, and look at the health videos that I post there, Raw Life Health Show. And then you can go to, I have a gardening channel, see the gardens that I'm building, teaching about how to grow gardens. You know, some of you are in need of food. You don't need land to grow food. You can live in an apartment and grow it on your terrace or your balcony. You can grow it in your front door. There's some trees you can grow right in your balcony. You don't need land. You need just education, and that's what I do. So my gardening channel is Fruitful Trees. Go to Fruitful Trees and see what I'm growing, and I'm learning how to grow, and you can learn these things. And some of you come here that donate a song. Donating a song, if you sing and you come in here, the encouragement. Thank you. And all of you, thank you for coming on in and sing. Praise Yah. Praise Yah. So I want to encourage you all to, and my heart certainly goes out to those that are suffering from diseases. I understand. I've been there. And for those of you that are dealing with relationship issues, I understand. I've been there. And Yahweh has blessed me tremendously in both those areas, healing me from disease, and bringing me an amazing wife who supports this mission and this ministry. So praise Yahweh. Have a blessed day, everybody. See my health videos if you're interested in healing from health. And you all have a blessed day. Yahweh be with you, and may he continue to answer your prayers this day and always. You know, and surrender all to him. Surrender all to him. Thank you for listening, everybody, to that. And I want, again, to remind you to join me for live prayer every morning at 6 a.m. on the website. But if you can't get there directly, you can go and, If you're not there live, you can listen later on or earlier. I know many people of you that are listening to this listen either at 6:30 in the morning or 6:30 at night. And if it's especially in the morning time, it might not be feasible for you to listen on a live prayer via YouTube at this time. But you can get on at 5 a.m. and listen to the prayer from the day before. Or you can listen a little later in the day. Maybe you have a night job and you're coming home late. But don't miss out on the blessing of hearing our morning prayers. It's so important. And as for everything we're doing here locally in West Palm Beach, that message you just heard was all throughout the world from my website, my YouTube page, and so on. But I'm located right here in West Palm Beach, actually Lake Worth. And if anybody's listening to this right now and be moved to donate your time or your skills to help with the progress of what we're trying to do here at this ministry, it will be a great blessing. We also do local street evangelism. If anyone wants to so-called get your feet wet or do this and connect with people and just get the message out about Yeshua, this is something we can offer you to do, to come out with us and reach others. So if you can donate your time to do that with us and assist us with that, that's a blessing as well. The point is, there's so many ways to bless one another. And we make them available to each other, or Yahweh makes them available to each other. So again, I know many people might not know more about the ministry and how exactly we were able to do this, but through the blessings, donations of everyone here, and also people that contact me on a regular basis, a lady has funded to be on this radio station. I could not afford it if she didn't do that. And I want to stay on this station. And I want to be on other stations. So if you could find it to help with that, or to make sure that that doesn't go away, the best thing you could do is just keep myself and this ministry in your prayers. And it's a message that is not liked by everyone, so it's not a popular message, meaning it's not a lot of people, meaning it's not a lot of funds, and it's not inexpensive to be doing the things that we need to do sometimes. So I'm asking for your prayers for this ministry. I'm asking for your resources in terms of your knowledge and your skills, if you have that, to even just contact me and say, hey, you know what, Paul, I know how to do this, or I could teach you how to do this, or I could show you how to do that. Any way you can help out is a blessing. So thank you all here locally in West Palm Beach. Have a blessed day, and shalom, shalom.
Come out of the world. You have been listening to Torah Life Ministries with your host, Paul Nisan. If you would like to learn more, please visit TorahLifeMinistries.org or call 917-407-2270. This program is made possible by the generous support of listeners like you. To donate, visit the website at TorahLifeMinistries.org or send your gift to Torah Life Ministries, P.O. Box 16156, West Palm Beach, Florida 33411. And thank you for your prayers and generous support. Torah Life Ministry.
My song is love unknown. My Savior's love to me. Love to the loveless shown, that they might lovely be. Oh, who am I that for my sake my Lord should take frail flesh and salvation.